Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word, amen. And welcome to 2025. Oh, back from my holiday. I give God thanks and praise for each and every one of you. I just want to thank everyone that supported me in 2024, 2023, 2022. I give God thanks and praise for your life. And I truly believe I believe 2025 has a lot to offer, amen. But it's all going to depend on what we do, amen. I truly believe you don't want to be the same. And there are many people that make on the New Year's resolutions, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I tell people those things are great, but I mean, I prefer lifetime goals. People have to have their goals, they have to have their 3-year goals, their 5-year goals, what they want to accomplish, where they see themselves, what they want to do, and how are you going to fulfill your assignment? What is God saying about your life? What does He want from you? Because a lot of us have these plans, and the Bible says a man's heart directs his way, but it's the Lord's, it's the Lord has the final say, Proverbs says, amen. Amen. So we've got to understand, what is the Lord saying to us? Amen. What does He want from us? What direction does He want to take? And many people in many churches, many Christians, many ministers take the first part of January, amen. They go on 10-day fast, 21-day fast, amen. Many people fast and pray. But I truly believe, and I myself, I also fast. Fasting is good, amen. But I truly believe fasting must be a lifestyle, amen. We've got to kill the flesh as a lifestyle, amen. But going forward, we don't want to just fast one time and then that's it. But it's about bringing the flesh under subjection, amen. Because when January hits and when January's finished and February hits, okay, where do we go from here? We're going to go back to our old habits? We're going to go back to our old ways? Or are we going to consistently be seeking God, consistently finding out what is He saying about our life? What does He want? Because that's what I want. I really want, God, what are you saying to me? What is your direction for my life? What are you saying concerning my family, my marriage, my finances, my business? What are you saying? And the way we're going to win in 2025, and I've heard so many men of God give powerful words about what God is about to do. And I want to let you know, whatever takes place, we're going to have good and bad. We're going to see some things taking place that are going to blow our minds. Some things are going to say, oh my God, where did that come from? There will be surprise after surprise. Why? Because Jesus is drawing nearer and the Bible is being fulfilled. So we have to, one thing, make sure we're certain of is that our relationship with God is cemented, that we know the Lord, that we're walking with the Lord, doing what He wants to do, because He can come again at any time. Anytime. The Bible says when we see certain things, look up, because man's redemption draws nigh. But in that time, while we're waiting, we should still be working. Amen. The Bible says work while it is day, because the night comes when no man can work. So we've still got to be putting in the work, doing what God has called us to do, and doing it of all our heart, all our mind, and of all our soul. Amen. So brothers and sisters and brethren, I just continually encourage you that whatever you're doing and whatever God has called you to do, whatever sphere of work you're in, the watchword for this year is consistency. Yes, I'm going to say that again. Consistency. If you are going to win in 2025, whatever God has called you to do, whatever you've put your hands to, whatever gift that He has given you, whatever talent that you're using, you are going to have to be consistent at it. Yes, if you are going to see results, if you are going to see results in 2025, 26, 27, if the Lord shall tarry, you are going to have to be consistent. the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. As we know, Joshua came up under Moses, amen, and we know he was Moses' minister. But the Bible says in Joshua, chapter 1, he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Amen. He's telling him, Moses, my servant, is dead. He went up to take him up to Mount Nebo. No one found his body. There was a dispute in Jude, but he told him, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you are going to take the people over this Jordan. Amen. You are going to take the people into their possession. And he told him that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. But you're going to meditate on it day and night and observe to do. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So how was Joshua going to be prosperous? How was he going to get good success? He had to stay in the word. And when? Day and night. He had to be consistent with the word. Now, obviously, he read the war. We have the book in the entirety. We're under a new covenant, a better covenant with better promises under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But he had the law. But the same thing he's telling Joshua, same thing he's telling us. Amen. This book of the law is not to depart out of your mouth. How are you going to do that? By meditate on it. Amen. Hebrews, mutter, to keep speaking, keep meditating it, keep thinking on it. Amen. And only then, and observe to do it. So don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word, as James says. But that's when you're going to observe to do it. And that is when you're going to see good success. And that is when you are going to make your way prosperous. So he had to be consistent about his studying of the word. He had to be consistent about spending time in the Lord. He had to be consistent about speaking the word of God, about speaking God's promises, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So he was consistently meditating on what is saying in Deuteronomy, what is saying in Numbers, what is saying concerning the law, what is saying about victory, what is saying about concerning when you go over into the land. Take out your enemies. Don't let them hinder you. He was consistently speaking the word of God, thinking about the word of God. And you're going to have to be consistent. If it's business, if you're thinking about starting a business, listen to me, you've got to give it your all. My wife has her own business, but I've seen her change, and she's had to be consistent. It's going to take up a lot of your time. You're going to have to speak to your family members and say, listen, I'm going into this business, but we're going to have to go into it together, because my time is going to be consumed. I may have to get up early and I may have to go to bed late, but you're going to have to be consistent. If he's called you to start a business, if he's placed it in your heart, you're going to have to be consistent about that business in making sure it succeeds and works. If you're going to have to be consistent in what God has called you to be. If it's your church life or your walk with the Lord, you're going to have to be consistent in church attendance. The Bible says, don't forget the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, even as we see the day approaching. So if you was inconsistent before, you went once a month, once a year, twice a year, and now you say, no, I need to be consistent about spending time with the Lord, consistent about my Bible study, consistent about my prayer life. Amen. If you are on and off with your prayer, God is saying, I'm calling you to be consistent. Amen. That's what's going to make you strong. A praying Christian is a strong Christian. So God is saying, listen to me, I've given you talent. Some of you were starting a book, you wrote a book and you've stopped writing. And God is saying, write that book. Some of you got plays and films. And some of you, God has called you into the medical world, the sports arena, entertainment arena. But whatever arena God has called you into, you have to be consistent. Amen. There's a woman in the Old Testament in the book of Luke called Anna, and she was a widow from a very young age. But the Bible says she spent her life in fasting and in prayer. And the Bible says because she spent her life in fasting and in prayer, that got her the privilege to see the Messiah. She came into the temple the same day as the Messiah came to be blessed. Amen. And she prophesied over Jesus Christ, but she was consistent. She said, I am going to live a lifestyle of fasting and a lifestyle of prayer. Amen. Because I want to see the promises of God. You've got to be consistent. David was consistent about seeking the Lord. Anytime David had a problem or an issue, the Bible says that David sought the Lord. He sought the Lord's counsel. And if we were seeking man's counsel or we're trying to do things of ourselves, this is the year that we consistently seek the counsel of the Lord, amen, because only his counsel shall stand. So we've got to be consistent, whatever it is and whatever sphere or influence God has called you. Amen. You've got to be consistent. If you wanted to lose weight, you've got to be consistent about the dieting, or consistent about the exercising, consistent about going to the gym. Because sometimes we make this pledge and plan, okay, I'm going to go to the gym twice a week, three times a week. And we start off good in January, but by February, March, we've dropped off and we haven't even seen the gym since like the 2nd of February, and then it's now June. But we've got to be consistent if we're going to see the results that we're desiring to see. If it's ministry and God has called you to start a ministry, even my podcast, I say, God, give me the grace to be consistent, because we've got to be consistent with the word. Consistent. If you're a minister, if you're a preacher of the gospel, if you go out there on the streets like myself, if you're saying it's once a week or twice a week, go out there, amen, preach the gospel, win souls for God. If you're an evangelist, or if you're someone that loves the heart for soul winning, if it's every day, say, Lord, at least once a day. There's a famous evangelist, was it Billy Sunday? One of those famous evangelists said, one day, at least once a day, I must tell someone about Jesus. Amen. That's a very good trait to have. Amen. But they were consistent in soul winning, consistent about sharing their faith. And I truly believe that it's a very good trait to have. Amen. If we're going to be consistent about telling someone about Jesus, because we don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. And there have been people in my workplace that I get an email and say, sadly, okay, this person has passed away. And I'm thinking, oh my God, did they know the Lord? So we've got to be consistent about sharing our faith with others, consistent. And when it comes to our work, consistent. If we're going to win in business, if we're going to win in our work, if we're going to win financially, amen, we cannot be, we cannot be, what's the word that I'm looking for? We cannot be wishy-washy or lapsidaisical about what we're doing when it comes to work. If we're going to be financially prosperous, prosperity will take hard work or smart work, but we need to be consistent. If you're going to win in 2025, 26, 27, be consistent about what God has called you to be. You may be an influencer or a YouTuber, or you may be someone on TikTok. I tell young people, some people are like, oh, well, I'm on TikTok. And like, are you posting every day? If you start to post every day, you'll see the numbers pick up. You'll start to see your influence grow. I truly believe we need more Christian influencers. People are going to speak the word, or speak positive words, speak God's words. Amen. People are need. People are hungry out there, and they're hungry for the truth. But if you are going to win, you're going to need to be consistent. Joshua was consistent, and Joshua never lost a battle. The only battle he lost was his first battle with Ai, and that was because sin was in the camp. So what we're saying, get sin out of your life. Amen. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.